No, I'm gonna stop it. I'm gonna stop in the middle. All right, Rabosai, a good evening, a good zimmer to everyone. Hopefully, everybody had a meaningful and uplifting fast. Yashar koach to Nechemya Izbi for the Mizonos for tonight. Shkoyach. All right, so let's begin. A lot to do today. So we are picking up. I know actually on Shabbos Yehuda ended actually at the top of Samech Gimel Amud Aleph the Meisrei. I'm just going to go back two lines to the two dots. So the Gemara said, "Ad right? Is that correct? Did he go until the top?
That's where
you
stop right there.
Oh, you got the two dots. Okay, good, perfect. Yehuda Shkoyach. So okay, so we're picking up again at the two dots. So remember again in the Mishnah, we had an interesting machlokas, and the machlokas was centered around whether or not, or I should say, when a person makes a neder that they're going to abstain from a particular item, ad hagishamim. So what does the lashon ultimately of ad hagishamim mean? So the machlokas in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said. So the first opinion said. Until the second round of rains comes about. And Rav Shimon Gamliel said, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, it's just the din until the time of the rain comes. It says, the Gemara Oviya, Amr Abizira, Machlokis to Amr Ad HaGishamim, the Machlokis to Rav Shimon Gamliel, and the Rabbanon is only in a situation where the vower said Ad HaGishamim, Gishamim being plural, rains. Aval Amr Ad HaGeshem. But if he said that I'm abstaining from a particular item ad hageshem until the time for rain, ad zman gishamim ka'amar, then in that situation he's clearly saying that what? He's only abstaining until the actual time of rain. Now if you take a look over here at the Rush for just a moment, so the Rush says over here, the last Rush, actually second to last Rush. So machlokis ad gishamim, the Tanakama ba'i yurida shel revia shenia. Because again, if a person makes a neder saying I'm abstaining from, we'll call it wine, until the rains. So according to Tanakhama, he has to wait until the time of the second rain. But Rav Shimon Gamliel savar zman reviyashni. Excuse me. Tanakhama holds until the actual coming of the second rains. Rav Shimon Gamliel says until the time of the second rains. Digishamim mashmala Tanakhama yuridas gishamim. They got mashmala shon rabbi umiut rabim shnayim. Because according to the Tanakhama, he interprets gishamim in two ways. First of all, it's plural. So by definition, it has to mean at least the second rain, or at minimum, it's a second rain. And because he uses the lashon of gishamim, also that means until actual rain itself. However, again, if he said adageshem, look at the rush again, ava adageshem, lashon zman geshem. Excuse me, Lashon Zman Geshem, Megam Mashma Lashon Zman Revia Rishona. So this is actually interesting. We'll see an alternate reading in the Ran in just a little bit. But according to this particular version, the Gemara is suggesting that according to the Rush and according to the first version in the Ran, that if he said Ad HaGeshem, that actually means until the time of the first rain. See, so he goes on, Meisve, top of Samech Gimel Amud Aleph, says the Gemara, Meisve, Ezohi zimana shel revia. So what is the time of the revia bechira? What's the time of the first rains? Meaning, when do we say? And we'll say, you see, for us, we're so unaccustomed to this because the truth is, we have rain throughout the entire year. You know, when I was in Israel with my family, so I told my kids, see, you know what the amazing part is? This is from a purely tourist perspective. You know, you never have to worry about the weather. Right? It's one thing you could absolutely... Rockets, maybe. But you never have to worry about the weather. It's an incredible thing. So, you know, for us, we're used to rain all year round. Obviously, Eretz Yisrael has a very defined rainy season. So says the Gemara, Ezu yizmana shel revia bechira. So what's the time of the first rain? Begimel. Abechira, the first rain becomes in Gimel Cheshvan. Benonis, they call the Benonis the second rain. Beshiva, ultimately 7th of Cheshvan. Afela, the late rains. Be'esrim u'shlosh, the 23rd of Cheshvan, Divrei Rabbi Meir. So we'll say these are the words of Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir's rain model is 3-7-23. Rabbi Huda says, B'shiva, u'b'shiva asar, u'b'esrim u'shlosh. Rabbi Huda says, no, first rain again on the 7th, second rain on the 17th, third rain on the 23rd. Rabbi Yossi says, B'shiva asar, u'b'esrim u'shlosh, u'b'chodesh kislev. Rabbi Yossi, on the other hand, says that no, first rain occurs on the 17th of Cheshvan, second rain 23rd, and the third rains ultimately occur in Rosh Chodesh Kislev. V'chein hay Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ein hayichidim misanin ad shiagia rosh chodesh kisiv. And that's what both say. Rabbi Yossi Shita in Maseches Tainis. Remember again, the Mishnah in Maseches Tainis. The Gemara Maseches Tainis goes through the various rounds of fasts. Right. Remember again, if it doesn't rain at first, so then you only have certain individuals fasting. Then ultimately, afterwards, you have communities fasting. So therefore, again, Rabbi Yossi says that the yichidim, the individuals, do not begin to fast. Only, of course, if you pass Rosh Chodesh Kislev and it has not yet rained. Va'aminu halal, and we commented on this. Bishlama revia rishona lishal. So I will say, so now you have to take a step back for just a moment. So here's what everybody's going to agree with, which is that there are three different stages of rain. There's what we'll call early rain, benonis, you know, middle rain, and late rain. So the shayla, of course, becomes, what are the ramifications of these days? What do you mean early, middle, late rain? What's the pshat? What does it matter? So the Gemara says like this, Bishlama revia rishona lishal. So I understand why it's important to be able to tell me when the first rain is supposed to occur. Why? Because that tells me when I have to start reciting Mashiva Ruach Umorid Ageshem. That tells me when I'm supposed to start asking for rain. Next, Shlishis Lisanos. It's good to know when the third rain is about to come about. Why? Because that tells me when, in the event that that rain does not fall, that we have to begin to fast. Elashnia Lemai. But again, what's the ramifications of the second rain? Meaning, what does that do for me? What's the purpose of that? What's the impact of that particular date? Var Rabbi Zeira Lenoder. And Rabbi Zeira said, oh, the impact of the second rain is what? That if a person makes a nether, and they link their nether, I abstain from wine ad zman ha-gishamim. So we understand that unless a person qualifies it otherwise, what does that refer to? It refers to the second rain. That's why that second rain is important to know. Bar Minan Allah. Kiman Azlaha Desanya, and we said, as a follow-up of this discussion, we said, whose opinion is reflected in the following braisa? Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Gishamim Sheyardu Shiva Yamim Ze'achar Ze'ah. Rav Shimon Gamliel said, if you have rain that falls 7 days continuously, Ata Mona Bahen Revia Rishona Ushnia, Ata Mona Bahen Revia Rishona Ushnia, that if you have 7 continuous days of rain, you can actually what? You can actually go ahead and count that as 2 rainfalls. So we'll say, whose opinion does that align with? Kiman, Rabbi Yossi. Ultimately, again, it's like everybody's, because remember, what did Rabbi Yossi say? Rabbi Yossi said, first rain is on the 17th, second rain is on the 23rd, and the third rain is on Chodesh Kislev. Therefore, again, if you can imagine, if it begins to rain ultimately for 7 complete days, ultimately beginning on the 17th, that takes you through the 17th and the 23rd afterwards. To which the Gemara says, Hahu d'amar ad ha-gishamim. So therefore, again, the Gemara explains that this particular case is dealing with when a person said ad ha-gisham. Now, what does that mean? Take a look at the Ran for just a moment. So it says the Ran, Hahu d'amar ad ha-gishamim. In the Ran, it's the second of the widest lines. Hahu d'amar ad ha-gishamim kilomar. I amar ad ha-gishem ein hachinami. Tilechuli alma ba'ad sheyagia zman sagi. So I will say, the Gemara's conclusion is that if a person makes a neder and they say, I'm being noder, I'm abstaining from wine, ad hageshem. So what does ad hageshem mean? Ad hageshem means until the time of rain occurs. Aval hacha b'mayaskinan, but what's the case over here? D'amar ad hagishamim, where a person literally said that I'm being noder, I'm prohibiting wine upon myself, ad hagisham. So most say, now you see the chilek according to the Ran and the conclusion of the Gemara. Ad hageshem ultimately means until the time of rain, even if what? Even if what? Even if it didn't rain yet, right? As opposed to ad hageshamim, which ultimately... It was close. It was close. Which ultimately means... Just mumble. Right? Which ultimately means... So you see, ad hageshamim ultimately means until the actual rain falls off. I will say, so how do we paskin like this? So these cases are interesting because, obviously, when it comes to Nedarim, the whole Yisod is that we go after Lashon B'nai Adam. So what's considered to be normative Lashon B'nai Adam? So listen to this. So the Shulchan Aruch, this is in Yardea Hilchos Nedarim Simen Reish Chav Sif Yud Ches. So the Shulchan Aruch writes the following, Ha'oser Atzmo B'dover Ad Hageshem. If a person goes ahead and makes a Nedar to abstain from wine, Ad Hageshem, until rainfall, Harei Zeh Oser Ad Zman Hageshamim, Shub Eretz Yisro Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Now, what's interesting is, so look how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Remember, the Gemara clearly says, passed like Rabbi Yossi, which means Rosh Chodesh Kislev is which number rain? Number 3. So it's interesting over here, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that if you say, I'm abstaining from wine ad hageshem,
until the rain. So we understand that to mean until the end of the cycle of rain, which means ultimately you'll be usher in wine until Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Once Rosh Chodesh Kislev comes, whether it rained or not, you have fulfilled the duration of the term of your neder. Okay, so he goes on a couple of other examples. Let me give you the next case. So also, that's if you say Ada Geshem. So Shulchan Aruch Paskins, if it's good to know, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, if you say Ada Geshem, you are usher in wine until Rosh Chodesh Kislev. What if you said Ada Gishamim, until the rains? Hare ze usher ad sheyardu hagishamim. So you hear the chilik. If you say Ada Geshem, so the Gemara says Ada Geshem means I'm ushering wine until the time of the end of the rainfall cycle, which means Rosh Chodesh Kislev. As opposed to if you say Ada Gishamim, that literally means until it rains. And therefore, again, the halacha is Hare ze usher ad sheyardu hagishamim. Your neder is in effect up until the point that it actually rains, says the Mishnah. Konim Yayin Shani Toy. We'll say another, these are all very interesting halachas. So Konim Yayin Shani Toy, Lashana.
Amen.
So Konim Yayin. A person says, I'm going to go ahead and prohibit wine upon myself for the year. For the year. And what happens? Nisab Rashan. We'll say, listen to this. So now, leap year. What's wrong? Okay. So Nisab Rahashana. So what happens? What happens if I go ahead? What was wrong? All the lights. Yeah, I no. I think it's just, you know, I think the timer went.
No.
Oh, it's flickering. It's flickering.
And the timer went.
Off.
I don't know where that timer went. It's in Brian's house.
Do we have to deal with this now? All right. So now, just says the Mishnah. So Konim Yayin Shani Toyim L'Shana. So what happens? I go ahead. I take a neder not to drink wine for a year, and Nisabra Hashana. Then what happens? Timer's in the back, right by the right hand side, right by the coffee.
But that's the coffee timer.
Oh. So Nisabra Hashana. So what happens? It becomes a leap year, right? They declare a new month. So what happens? Aser ba ubi ibura. Suppose I see you hear the shaila now. So a person says they're going to prohibit wine upon themselves for a year. So we assume under normal circumstances, a year means 12 months. Now it's an Iber Yar, right? Now there's an additional month. So the question is, what's the impact of that additional month upon the neder? So the Mishnah says, Asr Ba, you are Asr in the 12 months, and Ibura. And the leap month is considered to be part of the duration of your neder as well. Ad, however, a person says, Ad Rosh Adar. Listen to this. That's case number one. So Mishnah's teaching me that if you make a neder for a year and it turns out to be a leap year, the leap month is included in your neder as well. Fine. Halacha number two. Ad Rosh Adar. Rabbi, listen to this. Let's say a person makes a neder, and I'm just to keep it simple, I'm ushering wine upon myself unto Rosh Chodesh Adar. And then what happens? So the Mishnah says, Ad Rosh Adar HaRishon. You are usher until Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon. Obviously, he's talking again about a case of a leap year, although we'll define what the case is in just a little bit. So you're Asr until Adar Rishon. Ad Sof Adar. Let's say you make a neder, I'm prohibiting myself from getting any benefit from wine until the end of Adar. So again, which Adar does that refer to? Ad Sof Adar HaRishon. This refers ultimately again to the end of Adar Rishon. So what the Mishnah seems to be telling me is that whenever I go ahead and hinge my neder on Adar, so Adar always refers to what? Adar always refers to Adar Rishon. Fine, says the Gemara. Ama stama da Adar de ka'amar Rishon hum. So it appears, based on the Mishnah, what the Mishnah is teaching is that every single time we say Adar, meaning unqualified Adar, Adar always means Adar Rishon. Okay. Leimu masi Rabbi Hudi. So our Mishnah must reflect the Rabbi Hudi house. So the Sanyo Adar Harishon kosev Adar Harishon Adar Sheni kosev Adar Stam Div Rabbi Meir. So we'll also listen to this. So this is by Shtaros. Let's say I'm dating a document. So how do I date the document? So Rabbi Meir says, Adar Rishon, you go ahead and you write Adar Rishon. And Adar Sheni, you write just Stam Adar. Now what does that tell you? So according to Rabbi Meir, he seems to know that the primary Adar is what? Or is which one? Is the second one, right? Because remember again, the Adar that is stated as unqualified Adar is the primary Adar. The Adar that requires a qualification seems to be the add-on Adar. So the fact that he says you have to write Adar Rishon, but you don't have to write Adar Sheni, you just write regular Adar, indicates to us that the second Adar is the primary Adar. So the Gemara says, that's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Huda says, no, Adar HaRishon Kosev Stam, Adar Sheni Kosev Tinyon. So Rabbi Huda, on the other hand, says no, that Adar Rishon, you write it just as Stam Adar, and Adar Sheni, you write it as the second Adar, Adar Sheni. So what do you see from here? You see that in Rabbi Huda's model, the primary Adar is in fact what? The first Adar, which would seem to go ahead and be in line with our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah said if a person makes a neder not to go ahead and drink wine until Rosh Chodesh Adar, that the Mishnah says we assume that that is referring to what? That is referring to Adar Rishon. In conformance with the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Abaye says, no, I feel it, Rabbi Meir. It's not true. This opinion could even reflect the view of Rabbi Meir. How so? Ha diyada dima abrashasa ha dilo yada. Oh, so the Gemara here makes a very interesting distinction. Both say, look at the Rosh, right-hand column of your page. Ha diyada dima abra. Listen to this. Kishu yodea shehima ubera. See, both say, there are two different models of leap years. There are times when people know ahead of time that it's going to be a leap year, and there's a time where you find out kind of after the fact. When I say after the fact, meaning let's say after Rosh Chodesh Adar has already begun. So look at the Rosh says, Hadiyo dem Abra, kishu yodea shehimu uberes, stam Adar sheni mashma. If you know that what? That it's going to be a leap year. If you know ahead of time that it's going to be a leap year, so everyone will agree that what? What is the primary Adar? Or which is the primary Adar? Adar sheni. Now, by the way, we actually had this, if you remember again, earlier, Maseches Megillah. So this is the whole idea also, because remember again, the Gemara discusses which Adar do you celebrate Purim in. So there, if you remember again, the Gemara says that we have the concept of that we're Somech Geula LeGeula, right? We want to juxtapose the redemption of Purim to the redemption of Pesach. But already from that Gemara, you see this theme highlighted, that especially when you know ahead of time. So the second Adar is really the primary Adar. That's what the Gemara is suggesting over here. See, if you know ahead of time that it's a leap year, everyone's going to agree that Adar Sheni is the primary Adar. V'chol kosve shtaros makirin b'ibar shana hilchach kosvin Adar stam. So therefore, again, if you know already that it's going... So now let's play this out. It's Adar Rishon. It's the fifth of Adar Rishon. I need to write a shtar. So what happens? I already know that it's going to be a leap year. So if I already know that it's going to be a leap year, so what do I write in the shtar? I write Adar Rishon. And if I then write another shtar in Adar Sheni, how do I date it? Just simple Adar without a qualification. Why? Because if you know ahead of time, then the Adar Sheni is the primary month. However, look how the Rosh ends. Umas nisin bishalo yada bi'ibura. Oh, what's the case of the Mishnah? The case in the Mishnah is that when I made the neder, konem yayin alai adro shchodish adar, what didn't I know? That it was going to be a leap year. So okay, if I didn't know it was going to be a leap year, then my stam, my das was what? My das was clearly for Adar Rishon. So in a case like that, everybody will agree that lemaisa, the neder will only be in effect up until Adar Rishon. So the Gemara says the following. The Gemara says, I'm sorry, Amud Beis, V'hatanya, but we learned Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar HaRishon. I've also listen to this braisa. If a person makes a neder, and he says the neder is going to be in effect until Rosh Chodesh Adar, so when does that apply? Up until Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon. However, im haisa mishonim ubaris, but if it was a leap year, Ad Rosh Chodesh Adar HaSheni, then it's until Adar Sheni. Gemara says, what are you talking about? Mechla de reish labu meres haskinon. Rabbi says, the braisa doesn't read normally. Right? Why? Because listen to how the braisa reads. If you make a neder not to drink wine until Rosh Chodesh Adar, so that only applies until Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon. But if it was a leap year, it applies until Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. Rabbi says, the way that Mishnah reads is, it sounds like the first line, the first case in the Mishnah, is not talking about a leap year. But that can't be, because if it's not talking about a leap year, then what? Then there's no discussion. There's no Adar Rishon, there's no Adar Sheni, there's just Adar. So what's the case over here? Shmamina hadipshitale dema abrashasa hadlo yada. Oh, to which the Gemara answers, no, that's two different cases. The first case is talking about that at the time of your neder, you did not know that it was going to be a leap year. So if you didn't know it was going to be a leap year, and you make a neder not to get benefit from wine, and Rosh Chodesh Adar, it's clear that your machshava, that your intent is for what? It's for what? Adar Rishon. However, again, if at the time you made the neder, it was already known that it was going to be a leap year. Oh, then in that case, if you just say Adar Rosh Chodesh Adar, we assume that Adar Rosh Chodesh Adar means what? Adar Rosh Chodesh Adar means until Adar Sheni. And I will say, this, okay, so I'm not sure that it has so much halacha lemaisa impact for us in the Darim, but I'll tell you where this does come up in a very acute halachic sense. This comes up, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this case in Aruch Chaim Hilchos Tainis, Simin Tav Kuf Samech Ches, Sif Zayin. And when does it come up? Yartzeitz. yard sites. Let's say a person has a yard site for a relative in Adar. Right now, again, remember, if the person died in a leap year, so then it's easy. I mean, I don't mean like, I'm not minimizing the loss. But you know what I mean? I'm saying it's easy to figure out like when the yard site is. Right? If it's Adar Alpha. But let's say a person died in a non-leap year, died in Adar. So Shaila is now, let's say a person died Zayin Adar. So the Shaila, of course, becomes, do you commemorate? And by the way, in the Shulchan Aruch, Smar is not talking about commemoration of yard site. He's actually talking about fasting. Many have the custom to fast on the day of the yard site, especially of a parent. So the shaila is, do I observe the yard site in Adar Aleph or Adar Beis? Fundamental machlokes mechaba and Ramah. Listen to this. Kishira yom shemis avivo imo ba'adar. So we'll say, let's say it turns out that the yard site for a parent comes out in Adar v'ashanu mu'ubares, and it's a leap year. So yisana ba'adar Beis. The mechaber paskins that Adar yard sites are observed in Adar Beis. So if you are a Sephardic Jew and you have a yard site for a parent in Adar, and it's not a yard site occurred in a non, death occurred in a non-leap year, yard site is observed according to the Mechaber in Adar Beis. Comes the Ramah, Hagah, V'yesh Omrim Dias Ana Berishon, quotes the Mariel, Im Lo Shemes Bishona Ha'ibor, Bishana Imar Ba'adar Sheni, Da'az Noagin La'asanas Bisheni, V'chein Amirog Lis Anos Berishon. The Ramah, however, paskins that no, paskins differently than the Mechaber. He says that in a leap year, Adar yard sites are observed in Adar Aleph. So we'll say fundamental machlokas in the Mechaber and the Ramah. Mechaber says we go after Adar Beis, which, by the way, would seem to be more in line with the way the Gemara seems to end off over here, when you know in advance that it's a leap year. The Ramah, however, paskins that, again, it's going to be observed in Adar Aleph. However, listen to this. I'm sorry? Parmus will be the same. Correct. The same outcome. That is correct. Now look what the Ramah says. This is actually very interesting. Look at how he ends off. Mihu yesh machmirin lihis anos b'shneihem. But there's another minog to observe the yard site twice. To observe the yard site ultimately in Adar Aleph as well as Adar Beis. So this is very interesting. So it appears, I mean, the good news is that, you know, it's one of those great areas in Halacha where no matter what you do, you're okay. Right, no matter what you do, you're okay. But there are definitely, the Geshar Chaim actually quotes this as well, that there are many other poskim that actually paskin like this, Yesh Omer Min Ramah, that in a leap year, one would observe the yard site both in Adar Aleph and Adar Beis. But that does not seem to be the accepted practice. For Sfaradim, the accepted practice, again, is that it is observed ultimately in Adar Beis. For Ashkenazim, the accepted practice is that a yard site is observed in Adar Aleph, says the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Koni Miayin Sheni Tov. So we'll say, actually, this is very interesting. This is one long Mishnah now. One long Mishnah till the end of the parak. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Konim Yayin Sha'ani Toim, Ad Sheheya Pesach. Listen to this. Rabbi Yehuda says, a person makes a neder, I'm not going to drink any wine, Ad Sheheya Pesach, until it will be Pesach. Now I will say, remember again, this lashon of Ad Sheheya caused us created a heightened level of ambiguity for us earlier on in the Sugya, or in our earlier Mishnah. Because what does Ad Sheyehe mean? Does Ad Sheyehe mean up until the beginning? Does Ad Sheyehe mean up until the end of a particular period? But yet Rabbi Yehuda says that if you make a neder that I'm not going to drink wine, Ad Sheyehe Pesach, everyone will agree. Lo neskavin ze ela ad lel Pesach. Ad shah shederach b'nei adam lishtos yayin. Everyone's going to agree that if you make a neder not to drink wine, Ad Sheyehe Pesach. Now that means what? Up until the Lel Seder. Because clearly, again, you're speaking in terms of normative behavior. Since people drink wine on the night of the Seder, therefore the assumption is you mean to prohibit wine upon yourself up until the time that people will be drinking wine, i.e. the Lel Seder. Amar Koni Basar Sheni Toim Achi Atzom. But so let's say a person's taking this Neder before Yom Kippur. So a person says, Konam, I'm not going to eat meat until it will be the fast day. So we'll say, so what does that mean? Eino Asr Ela Ad Lele Tzom. Listen to this. He is only usher and meat until when? The night of the fast. But the night of the fast means up until Suda HaMafsekes. Because we're both saying, remember again, people often confuse these concepts. You know, we have Suda HaMafsekes twice a year, right? Before Tisha B'Av and before Yom Kippur, but they're radically different meals. The Suda HaMafsekes before Tisha B'Av, although this year was different, is a mournful meal. It's a mournful meal. The Suda HaMafsekes before Yom Kippur is a Yom Tov Suda. So let's say it's the day after Tzom Gedalia, and I say, I'm not going to eat until until the night of the fast. So we understand that night of the fast means Shalonis Kavin Ze Ela at Shah Shaderach Bene Adam Lecho Basar. That this refers to he's only prohibiting meat upon himself until the time that people would normally eat meat, i.e., until the time of Suda Mavsekes. Rabbi Yossi Beno, Omer, Rabbi Yossi, his son, said, Konem Shum Sha'ani Toim. Well, this is another interesting one. Let's say a man says, I'm not going to eat garlic at Shetei Shabbos until it is Shabbos. So we'll say, so what does that mean? Eino aser ela ad leili Shabbos. He's only asering garlic until the night of Shabbos, until Friday night. Shelo niskavin ze ela ad shah shederech b'nei adam le'echol b'shum. But so remember, we saw this in Masechet Shabbos that garlic, apparently in the eyes of Chazan, the eyes of Gemara, is I don't know what the right word is. I'm sorry. No, like an aphrodisiac, but it gives a man like greater physical vitality, greater physical stamina. So as such, again, men would often consume garlic on Friday night, because specifically, again, on Friday night, there's ultimately a din of ona, there's a din ultimately of being with one's wife. So therefore, again, people would eat garlic. I don't know how that stims exactly, you know, the garlic and the, but whatever, I guess, I don't know, they had a breath mint afterwards, whatever it is. So the idea over here is, so if a person goes ahead and says, I'm not going to eat garlic ad Leil Shabbos. So we understand ad Leil Shabbos means up until the Seuda of Shabbos. Because again, we'll say, you see the common denominator here. The common denominator is that even though in all of these cases we're using lashonos that are semi-ambiguous, because there are established norms, those established norms create for us the framework of the neder. Next. Ha'omer lechaveiro. We actually had this case earlier. Ha'omer lechaveiro kol neim shani ne'alelcha. I say to my friend, I'm not going to get any benefits from you. Im ein at atoba v'nota lebanecha kor acha shalchi echad shalchitin u'shtei chavio shayayim. So I say to my friend, I'm not getting any benefits from you unless you come to my house and you take from me a kor of wheat and 2 barrels of wine. Now, also remember, we had this case earlier in the Masechta. This was one of these cases where, again, I really want to give my friend something, but again, my friend, I don't want to embarrass him by giving him something. So instead, I'm telling you, I'm giving him something for his son. So I'm saying, but I say to him, I'm not going to get any benefit from anything of yours until you come and you take this stuff from me. What's the halacha? Hareze yachal ha-haferes nidro, shalapi chacham. So we'll say, my friend could annul this vow for me without me having to go to a chacham. How so? The yomar lo kluma marta ele mitnei kavodi. Because my friend could say, look, the only reason you made this neder was why? Out of kavod, out of deference to me, right? You want to give me kavod, you want to give me something. Zeu kavodi. You know what? Mission accomplished. You gave me kavod by offering the gift. I don't want to take the gift, but your intention was accomplished, and therefore, again, the neder is done. It's voided. V'chino omer l'chavero, so too if a person says to his friend, koneim sha'at nanisli, I say to my friend, you cannot get any benefit from me, im ein ataba v'nosin libni kor shalchit in ushtei chavi oshayayin, unless, of course, you come and you give my son a kor of wheat and 2 barrels of wine. So what's the halacha? Rabbi Meir Omer, Asra Chiyitin. Rabbi Meir says, okay, this is a valid neder. That literally means my friend can't get any level of benefits from me until he gives my son these items. V'chacham, the chacham say no. Af ze yachol lahafer es nidro shalah pi chacham. He can also annul my vow without even a talmud chacham. How? V'yomer lo, hare ani ki'ilu niskabalti. I could say ultimately it's as if I have received those items. Since again, Abba said, these are all cases where people are either trying to gain benefit or give benefit. Essentially, if the intended beneficiary says, I appreciate the offer, I appreciate what you're trying to do, and for me, it's mission accomplished because you made the offer, that ultimately allows the neder to lapse. How you misari bo says basachos. Listen to this case. Let's say they're pressuring a man, right? They're pressuring a man to marry his niece. It's okay, they're trying to arrange a shidduch between a man and his niece. He doesn't want to marry her. So what does he do in order to get him marrying her? Va'amar, konim shi nanisli l'olam. I make a neder that she may never benefit from me forever. Okay, so that'll pretty much, you know, put the matter to bed. Right? So again, she can never benefit from me. So v'chinam agarish es ishto. So too, if a man divorces his wife, and he says, Omer, konim ishti nanisli l'olam. You may never get any benefit from me forever. So say, so what does this mean? So the Mishnah says, "Hare ilu mutaris lahanoslo." No, they can get benefit from him. Why? Shalom is kavin ze'el l'shem ishus. Because Rabbi said, when he makes this neder that you may not get any benefit from me, what he was referring to was what? Was marital or intimate benefit. But he was not referring to other forms of benefit. Therefore, again, his niece could still walk into his house, and his ex-wife could still go ahead and use his property as well. Hayim esari b'chavero sheyochal etzlo. If I was trying to go ahead and force my friend to come and eat in my house, Amar Konim Leveischa Shani Nichnas Tipas Toni Shani Toim Lecha. Well, listen to this. So I want my friend never comes over to my house. He always invites me to his house. So, I'm sorry, right? He's always inviting me to his. I want him to come to my house. So what do I say? Konim Leveischa. I'm not going to enter into your house, and I will not even drink a drop of water if you don't come to my house. So Moshe says, what's the halacha? Mutali kanis labeso. I could enter into my friend's house, and I could also v'lishtos yimeno tzoni, and I could even drink his water. Why? Shalonis kavin ze'el l'shom achilushtia. Because clearly the essence of my neder was what? The essence of my neder was that I'm not going to eat a meal at his house. So Moshe, the common denominator in all of these cases is twofold. First of all, the first set of cases in all of the first part of the Mishnah dealt with cases that previously were considered to be ambiguous lashonos, but because there are established norms, the established norm is able to define the scope and the framework of my neder. That's number one. Number two is where people employ hyperbole in a neder, and we really understand what it is that they actually mean. So we are, at least, we claim that we understand what they actually mean, and therefore we interpret their neder for them in a more normative fashion. Hadrin alach, konim yayin. I will say shkoyach mazal tov. All right, we're not finished. Let me just... All right, Rabosai, good evening. All right, so today's daf is, or I should say tomorrow's daf, is Samech Dalet 64. So we are beginning again at the new Mishnah. We should do this every night. This is great, you know? So says the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Rabbi Eliezer, says, Rabosai, now this actually, remember again, I actually mentioned this last week, that it's interesting that we've learned so much about Nedarim, and yet so much about that we learned is about the revocation and annulment of Nedarim, but yet we've never learned about the actual mechanism